Tom Feeney with Adam Lockwood after Guiseley draw 0-0 in the game against Darlington. Lockie, what did you make of the final pre-season game of the season for us?
I thought it was a little bit flat, to be honest. Good test. We know we're going to have games like that. Thing came clean sheet. One thing that I think we have got more. A little bit disappointed with a lot of things. But on the other hand, you know, we kept a clean sheet, and it's maybe something that we need to look at in terms of where we want to be and the standards that we've set. So we'll see how it goes. Like I said, these games, it's hard to judge what you get out of them sometimes, but we've definitely, every game that we've played up to now, we've got something out, which is great, today included. So so Darlington came and gave us a good test, and we have to use that in terms of the game sometimes when they're a little bit flat and edgy. Can we create something and you know, get a foothold in the game? So we'll see.
Just how important was it to be facing a team near you, you know, at that National League North level?
Yeah, the fixtures were chose for a reason. And like I said, we're a test that's been good for us. So we'll like I say, build and look at things that we take out of game, like we have done every game up to now, and see where we go.
And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? To have a few things that you know you've got work to do, you know, with that in the week going up to that first game, that's important, rather than maybe pre-season going perfectly, thinking it's all going well, and then if that first result doesn't happen, you know, it is a bit of a shock and you have to kind of readjust.
There's always things to work on, whether you win, lose or draw. And generally it comes down to performance and standards, personal standards. And that's what we look to maintain, and I will do throughout the season, and make sure that, you know, we set standards, and if we fall below them, then you have to do something to get back to where we are, and if you're above them, you have to keep that standard going and stay above the standard. So and keep setting new standards. That's what I want to do. I want to keep moving us forward, so we'll see.
And in terms of the situation with the trialists, obviously now we're getting to that point where decisions have to be made. Do you think it will be a case that everything will be sorted, you know, sooner rather than later, before that first game?
Yeah, I'd like to get everything sorted before the first game of the season. And you know, we've had some positive talks, and the group's looking strong, and they've come together quite quickly. And it's... It's, you know, I've been pleased with those things, and I think we've got a great group, great attitude, and my job's to keep testing them and improving them, and hopefully that happens.
And when you look at this squad, if, you know, certain trialists do sign on, there is so much depth there, isn't there? Really is a case of two people per position, which again will, you know, lift them players and make sure them performances are of a high standard.
Yes, definitely. Definitely that's what I've tried to create, and like I say, we talk about standards, and if somebody drops below them, then that's somebody hopefully be ready that will reset the standard and keep moving forward. So, yeah, that's what I want as a manager. Get tough decisions, but that's what I want to happen.
And looking at it now, then 1 week until that first game, is it just a case now of, you know, plenty of training sessions, making sure the lads are ready and sharp for that match?
Yeah. It's always business as usual, and the things that we work on, and like I said, they don't change, and we'll keep trying to drill them home.
And just finally then, Ebbsfleet, first game, what are your thoughts on them? Obviously a team that have come up from last season.
Yeah, another big test, as the rest of the teams in that league will give us. You know, they've come up and assembled a very good squad. They've had a good squad for a couple of number of years now, that's what's good. You know, bringing into they've earned the right to be at this level, and I'm sure that they'll hold their own, and as every team does. You know, you look at a team last year that got relegated, and on the day they beat anybody. So we know that's what this league's so special and challenging, which for me as manager is great.